The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. That is, if our phone system is working correctly. We think that COVID-19 has snuck its way into our phone system. We had problems in the last segment, and unfortunately, the only way we know of testing whether it's working now is to try it. I've got Frank in Westerville. Frank, can you hear me? Hello, Frank. Hello, Frank. Evidently, Frank cannot hear me. Frank, are you there? Nope. Nope. All right. So we still have a problem. We are working on it on our end. You probably know what the governor's plan is. I outlined that for you just a few minutes ago. This morning, a group of, I think, 30 of our Ohio representatives held a press conference virtually, not together, representing their view of how to reopen the state of Ohio. It is the Open Ohio Responsibly Framework. Ohio Safe, Ohio Working, a data-driven applied science approach for opening Ohio for all Ohioans. Let me read just a little bit. Again, the governor gave his response. This is the response of 30 or 31 state representatives, I believe all of them Republican, 32 state representatives signed on to this document. Quote, this document is actively updated with the names of state senators, state representatives, other Ohio elected officials that support the plan. Link below. To view the plan, if you want to see it, let's see, what is the website? Oh, it's just a link. I can't give you that. All right. Okay. I'll get the link for you so you can pull it up yourself. But here are the guiding principles behind this plan. Guiding principles. Based on current data, scientific application, and accurate results, we believe a responsible opening of all businesses can and should begin on or before May 1st, 2020. We respect past concerns regarding not overwhelming our hospitals, health systems, frontline healthcare workers, first responders, as well as ensuring there is an adequate supply of personal protective equipment. In Ohio, we believe we are now past that stage of concern. We respect and greatly appreciate all the healthcare workers, first responders, efforts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four, we believe the COVID-19 virus is a real threat, and especially problematic for the more vulnerable, the elderly, and immunocompromised people. We should continue our measures to protect this population as well as those who are affected or are infected with COVID-19. Five, we believe an overwhelming number of Ohioans are responsible citizens and care for each other. Number six, we believe all businesses in Ohio are essential. Seven, we respect individual business owners and employees' rights to choose how to protect themselves and their loved ones. Number eight, many businesses have already modified their operating protocols to safely function in this current environment. Business organizations recognize if they do not make it safe for their employees and customers, they will not come back. 9, we respect the right for businesses to not open until they are prepared to do so safely. 10, many people will choose to continue to shelter in place. We respect their choices and right to make those decisions. 11, we believe there are and will continue to be major secondary effects from COVID-19 policy decisions. Number 12, we believe it is time to trust Ohioans. They have respectfully followed the guidelines, and now is the time to responsibly open all businesses. Those are the 12 points from 32 Ohio representatives from the State House. And then it says, all businesses and organizations are strongly recommended to follow the Center for Disease Control guidelines, are advised to follow appropriate social distancing and other COVID-19 related precautionary guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, these 32 elected representatives from the state of Ohio are saying it's time to let individual businesses and individuals make up their own minds about what to open, what not to open, what businesses you frequent, and so forth. Now, in addition to those 12 points, they offer these as well. If anyone falls within the more susceptible profile, they are strongly encouraged to stay at home. 2, anyone with a fever can be refused entry and should be advised to seek medical advice immediately. 3, social distancing should be practiced. Jump down. 6, if you're an older person or have serious underlying health conditions, stay home. Stay away from other people. 7, if someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. 8, work at home whenever possible. 9, always practice good hygiene. So their recommendation for the governor and for the state of Ohio is open all businesses using the discretion of the business owner. Require hygiene practices, social distancing, and so forth, but leave it up to restaurant owners, salon owners, and so forth. Give them the power to determine when they open and allow the people of Ohio to make the decision whether they want to visit those people or not. So it is by far radically different from the plan proposed by the governor today. And I've said this many times. When the dust settles from this, there is going to have to be serious discussion at the legislative level as to how much power is granted to the executive branch in situations like this, how much power is given to the health department in situations like this, and where are the checks and balances from the legislature? For me, that's the biggest question. And I've said this before, pardon me for being repetitious, but our elected representatives, up until last week, have basically been shut out in any of the decision-making concerning the COVID-19 crisis here in the state of Ohio. Just shut out. The governor, Dr. Acton, the chairman of the Department of Health, or the director of the Department of Health, and the lieutenant governor have basically had carte blanche authority over decisions impacting millions of people in the state of Ohio. And I will repeat what I have said over and over again. Even if every single decision that has been made has been the correct decision, the legislature must deal with how those decisions were made. And I will end my diatribe at that. I just think it's just incredibly dangerous for one or two individuals to be given that kind of sweeping power. So we're still working on the phone issues. I don't believe we have them fixed yet. And that's frustrating for me because I really want to hear from you. Which proposal do you like best, from these 32 representatives or from the governor?
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, in the middle of all this mess, there's quite a bit of good news. When these shutdowns began, some governors, some mayors dramatically overstepped their authority, shut down things that never should have been shut down, issued stay-at-home orders with no exemption for churches. We saw Louisville, Kentucky, Mississippi, and the Illinois, where churches were prohibited from even having drive-in services, windows rolled up, people in their cars. And federal courts are beginning to respond. And also Attorney General Barr has said the federal government is not going to allow the infringement of the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the Justice Department will be taking action against states, cities, and so forth that have overreached their authority. That's good news. And then there's this. Over the weekend, Governor Bill Lee, who is the governor of Tennessee, participated in a massive drive-in service. 15 churches got together and had a mass, no, not a mass that way, a mass drive-in service. I can't see anywhere how many were there, but there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Went to a very large parking lot. They had set up an FM translator, transmitter, like many churches around Central Ohio have done. And they had a large worship service together, and the governor of Tennessee was a guest. They called it a Beyond Our Walls worship service. It was Sunday evening at the Williamson County Agriculture Expo Park. Members of 15 different churches got together, and the governor made these remarks. Listen to this from the governor of Tennessee. Thank you for everything that every one of you are doing. Thank you for doing your part to stay apart. Thank you for loving your neighbors as yourself. Thank you for serving in food banks. Thank you for serving in nonprofits. Thank you for serving in your neighborhood. Thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for me and for Tennessee First Lady Maria Lee. Thank you for praying for leaders all across the state. Thank you for praying for all who are sick. Thank you for praying for the families of those who have lost loved ones. And thank you for having hope. In this world, we'll have many troubles, but we know where our hope comes from, and He has overcome the world. And then he quoted John 16:33, and the horns began to honk. He went on, thank you for putting your lives on the line. We live in a world that is politically, socially, and spiritually charged. It seems that no matter what you do or say, you think half the world is angry at you and aggressive towards you and so forth. In light of these challenges, we and 15 other churches have agreed to participate in a safe, sensible, public, multi-church drive-in prayer and worship service. We welcome anyone to join us, and so on and so forth. Anyway, the governor of Tennessee, you got to love that. The governor of Tennessee quotes from the book of John and talks about how Jesus is the ultimate overcomer. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. And then here's another update on things like that. A Pentecostal church down in Mississippi had their service interrupted on Easter. The First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs, Mississippi. Police officers came, disrupted their Easter service, also shut down a midweek Bible study, and threatened violations and possible arrest of the people participating. And by this, by the way, this was another drive-in service. Quote, Bible study attendees were threatened with criminal citations for violation of Holly Springs stay home order. So anyway, this was the one. I love this. The pastor said, okay, to the mayor, because the mayor and the police chief came and disrupted. And the pastor of the church said, okay, so we can't meet together, right? No. So he makes an announcement to everybody at the church. I'm going to meet you at Walmart, because Walmart was right across the street and it was open. So the pastor says, okay, folks, we can't meet here, so we're going to meet over at Walmart. Well, the mayor follows the pastor and says, you can't meet at Walmart. The pastor said, why not? Everybody else can. Hey, folks, he's talking to his congregation. Stay 6 feet apart, but we're all going to go over to Walmart. I love that. Well, anyway, here is an update. A federal judge, U.S. District Judge Michael P. Mills, issued an order over the weekend saying, of course you can meet together. So a federal judge has reversed the mandate from the mayor of, Holly Springs, Mississippi. First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs, a federal judge has stepped in. The Thomas More Society represented them, and a federal judge has said, hey, you've overstepped your bounds. So in the midst of the trials, the troubles, the tribulations, there is good news as well. And fortunately, because of what I continue to call a new wind blowing in the federal judiciary, some of these overreaching, unconstitutional decisions are being turned back. And that's good news for all of us. All right, quick break. We'll be back.